Okay, so good morning, Erev Shabbat Shalom. Today's daf is daf Gimel. Today's class will be for the refuah and the mavon the cholim. V'chalam chem davar chavachanu zanem and chavachanu 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 Alina Yesterday we ended the daf by saying that the reason why we rely on one witness is because a majority of the people were baki, they were affluent, so we're not afraid that it wasn't lishma for the sake of this specific woman, but we wanted to make sure, because in Chutz La'aretz they're not necessarily b'nei Torah, and so therefore we required the shaliach to say b'fanai nichtav, b'fanai nichtam, and then he would say it was written lishma for the sake of this specific woman, and we would believe him on one witness. Why? We ended the daf by saying mishum iguna akilu barabanan. So because we didn't want to leave the woman unmarried, unable to be married, right? To let her be aguna, and she's not going to be able to remarry. So we relied on one witness. So the Gemara says, "Hai kulahu." Is that a leniency to rely on one witness? Chumrau. It's a stringency. If you would have required two witnesses, lo ate bal ma'areru pasele. If there's two witnesses, you require two witnesses, the husband would not come and try to bring up, make a fuss and say, no, it wasn't me, I didn't write it, and try to make the get pasul. Chad, but since it's one witness, ate bal ma'areru pasele. The husband comes now and he tries to make the get pasul because it's one witness. So what? Maybe it's a stringency what we're doing. So the Gemara says, "Kevan da'amar mor b'fnei kama nola." Since it says, the Master said, in front of how many people does the shaliach have to give the get in front of? So Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina, two opinions. Chad amar b'fnei shnayim, v'chad amar b'fnei shosha. One says in front of two people, and one says in front of three people. But everyone agrees, meikara medak daik velo ate la'arui nafshe. Everyone agrees that the shaliach is going to do a lot of investigation and make sure that he's not going to mess himself up by him being the only witness saying that b'fanai nichtav. He's going to investigate and make sure that everything is properly done so that he can make sure that everything goes through nicely. So therefore, we rely on that witness and we're not worried for the husband to come and try to make the get pasul. So this is all according to Rabbah. Ula Rabbah, and according to Rabbah, da'amar lefi she'en edim etsuyin lekaimo, that we said the reason is that there aren't witnesses over there in Israel that know the ones in Chutz La'aretz to be mekayem them, to fulfill and say those are them. Liba itre, you should also require two witnesses. Midi dehava akiyum shtarot alma. Just like any other document that you're trying to be mekayem, you're trying to fulfill and say, I'm fulfilling this document that it's the truth. You need two witnesses. So why not over here? So the Gemara says, edecha ne'eman bisurin, like we said on the previous daf, that one witness is believed by prohibitions. Okay, before I just continue, just to make it simpler, the daf, I would just split it into three parts today, just to make it clearer in your mind. The first part is going to be about, is this din of the Gemara of relying on this one shaliach, on one witness, is that a leniency or a stringency? That's part number one. Part number two is going to be Rabbah versus Rava. The first two opinions that we brought, why doesn't each of them say like the other opinion? Going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And the Amud Bet, the last part of the daf, is going to be who is the author of our Mishnah? Okay, just to make it clear. So we're in that first.
Someone that gets a detriment or is a chut, is that the argument right now?
The argument is by relying on one witness, is that a leniency really? That we're being lenient for them? Right. Or is that a stringency because now you're allowing the husband to come and make the get pasul?
Right.
So the Gemara says, now on Rava's opinion, we said, Edecha ne'eman bisurin. Emar da'amrinan edecha ne'eman bisurin. Okay, fine. I hold of that rule also, that we rely on one witness when it comes to prohibitions. Kegon, chadicha safek shel chelev, safek shel shuman. Like a case of, when you have a piece of meat, it's a safek if it's forbidden fat, and it's a safek if it's permitted fat. So what do we say? Deloit chazak isura. It hasn't yet taken established isur, chazakav and isur yet, of a prohibition yet. So over there we would say that one witness is believed by isur. But in our case, it chazak isura de eshet ish. In our case, there's an established prohibition of another man's wife. Have devar sheba erva, and that's something by erva. Ve'in devar sheba erva pachot mishnayim. You cannot have anything by erva with less than two witnesses. So the Gemara says, "Bedin hu de bekiyum shtaro nami lo libay." Really, for establishing and fulfilling other documents, also, we think you wouldn't need two witnesses regardless. Kedrish Lakish, Lagrish Lakish, the Amarish Lakish edim achatumim al ashtar naasu kemisha nechkira edutan bebeitin. If you have witnesses that are signed on the document, it is as if they were investigated in the Beit Din. And so therefore, according to the letter of the law, really we didn't need two witnesses. Oh, why do we have for the other documents? The Rabbanan hu da'atzruch, and the rabbis, midi Rabbanan, they required two witnesses. But v'hacha mishum iguna akilu barabbanan. But in our case, since it's only midi Rabbanan, the rabbis were able to be lenient and say you only need one witness in order to not leave the woman stuck that she can't remarry. So the Gemara says, "Hai kulahu? Is that a leniency? Chumrahu? That's a stringency. Dima tzachad leitre. If you would have required two witnesses, like we said earlier, lo ate bal ma'areru pasile. The husband's not going to come and try to make the get pasul. Whereas chad ate bal ma'areru pasile. If you only need one witness, then one witness, then the husband may come and say, no, I didn't write this get. And try to make the get pasul. Try to make the divorce pasul. So therefore, if you're only relying on one witness, is that really a leniency? Maybe that's a stringency. So the Gemara says, Kevan de amar mor, mifne kama not nola. Since we said, in front of how many people does the shaliach give the get in front of? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina, we said two opinions. Chad amar mifne shnaim. One says in front of two. And chad amar mifne shlosha. One says in front of three. But still they both say, Meikara meidak daik velo ate laroi nafshe. They both agree that the shaliach is going to do proper investigation and he's not going to cause this detriment onto himself. Meaning he's not going to allow the husband just to come and make the get pasul. He's going to make sure to do proper investigation beforehand to make sure all the parts and pieces are in place so that won't happen. So it's not a stringency, this is really a leniency. So the answer to question number one, is it a leniency or a stringency? It's really a leniency. It's a leniency and we're relying on one witness in order to allow the woman to remarry. Second part of the daf, Rava versus Rava. V'Rava, mai ta'ama lo amar k'Rava. Okay, we had two opinions on the first daf. Two opinions why we said that the shaliach who comes from Chutz La'aretz to Israel has to say, it was written and signed in front of me, and it was done in the sake of this woman. Why does he have to say that? So Rava said, because they're not B'nai Torah, and they don't know to write it for the sake of this woman, Lishma. Rava said, with an aleph, Rava said, no, there aren't witnesses in Israel who know the witnesses over here outside of Israel that are able to recognize and say, oh yeah, well, I'm Mekayem, I say that I know these witnesses. No, they don't know those witnesses. Just to add on, I forgot to mention this on the first half, but when it says Medinat Hayam, someone who brings it from outside of Israel, it's anywhere outside of Israel except for Bavel. Except for Bavel. That's what the first Rashi says. I forgot to mention that. So anywhere except for Bavel. I guess over there were more B'nai Torah, so it wasn't that worry. Okay? So why doesn't Rava say like Rava? Amar lach, Rava would tell you, Mi katani b'fanai nichtam lishma? Does it say in the Mishnah that the Shaliach has to say it was written and signed for the sake of her? Like Rava said, it has to be lishma. It doesn't say lishma. So why would I say like Rava? It doesn't say lishma. Okay, Rabbah, what do you say about that? Bedinhu, really, the litni hachi. It should have said that. Ela de'im afshat le dibura ate demigzaye. If it would have added in extra words, sometimes you add in too much, tell them to do so much, and then they forget to say something. They forget to say the full terminology. So, therefore, I didn't want to make it too long for him and say, "Befanai nichtav lishma," and then he would have forgotten one of the words and it would have ruined everything. It's like when you try to give too much information to someone and you're afraid that they're not going to be able to hold on to all of it, so you try to make it short and concise for them so at least they hold on to that short and concise piece. So that's what he's saying. He's saying, I only wanted to tell him, "Befanai nichtav," even though it's really "Befanai nichtav lishma," for the sake of her, but I only said these two words so he doesn't mess up and he doesn't cut a piece out. Exactly. So the Gemara says, "Hashtanami atel migzaye." So the Gemara, hold on. The Gemara asks, "Hashtanami atel migzaye? You told him b'fanai nichtav. Why aren't you worried that he's going to mess up and he's going to shorten one of the terminology, even with two words? With three words, b'fanai nichtav lishma, you said he's going to mess up. B'fanai nichtav, he's not going to mess up? So the Gemara says, chad mitlat gaiz. Chad mitarte lo gaiz. Yes, if it's three words, he can mess up. If it's two words, he's not going to mess up. If it's three words, maybe he'll miss out, he'll leave one of the words out in the terminology. Whereas if it's two words, what is he going to say? B'fanai? He's not going to say that, he's going to remember. B'fanai nichtav, it's going to be very easy to remember something like that, and he won't cut anything out. Okay, that was, why doesn't Rava say like Rava? V'Rava, my tama lo amar ka Rava. Okay, why doesn't Rava say like Rava? Amar lach, he would tell you, im ken nidne b'fanai nichtam v'tulo. Then it should have just written in the Mishnah that it was the document, the get was signed in front of me. Why does it need to say b'fanai nichtav lamali? Why does it need to write, it was written in front of me? According to Rava's opinion, what was Rava's opinion? The second opinion. Why is the shaleich from Chutz La'aretz have to say b'fanai nichtav b'fanai nichtam? Because there aren't witnesses that know these witnesses from who signed the document to say that I'm be able to mekayem because I know these witnesses, I'm able to fulfill the document. Nobody in Israel knows these witnesses. So therefore, what should it have said? It shouldn't have said in the Mishnah, it was written and signed in front of me. It should have just said it was signed in front of me. Because all Rava is talking about is the signature, is the edim on the document. Why does it say b'fanai nichtav that was written in front of me? So the Gemara says, Shma mina ba'inan lishma. Therefore, Rava brings a proof that it needs to be for the sake of the woman. Okay, v'Rava. Now we ask on Rava. Rava, what do you say about that? Bedinu dilit nehachi. Really, Rava says, it should have only said b'fanai nichtam. It should have only said it was written in front, it was signed in front of me. Ela de'imken ate lechalufa b'kium shtarot de'alma be'edechad. But if it would have only written that, then I would have come to mistaken this for any other document. Somebody on the outside may have mistaken this for a regular document and saw that only one witness is testifying, and I would have thought from the outside that you can believe one witness for other documents. That's not true. For other documents, you need two witnesses. So over here, because I would have thought that and made a mistake, therefore we said, "B'fanai nichtav, b'fanai nichtam," in order for everyone to know that this is a get, this is different. Okay? So the Gemara then says, "V'Rabba." Okay, back to Rabba. What do you say? It's a ping pong. What do you say, Rabba? So the Gemara says, midame, is that even similar? Hatam yadinan hacha bifanai. Over there, by other documents, we know. Right? What does that mean, we know? Rashi says, yabe kiyum shtarot yodim anu sheze ktava edim. Hudekamri. That's what they say. They say, we know this is the writing, this is the handwriting of these witnesses. So we know in other documents who it is. But over here, what are we saying? Over here we're saying, hacha bifanai. You're saying, no, it's written in front of me. So you are testifying. It's completely different. Why would anyone on the outside confuse it for another document? You're using different terminology. Hatam isha lo mehemna. Over there by other documents, we don't believe a woman. Hacha isha mehemna. By a get, we do believe the woman. Right? If Rashi says, im hevia get lachavirta ve'amra v'fanai nichtav v'hemna, af han nashim she'en na ne'emanot, lomar met ba'alehen, but still they're believed to say that the get is theirs. Meaning, if let's say the woman, the wife comes, and she comes and says, this is the divorce my husband gave me. She's believed for a divorce. But for other documents, we don't believe a woman. She brought it. So you see, it's different. So you can't compare one to the other. And the third difference, hatam baal davar lo meheman. Hacha baal davar meheman. Over there, in other documents, the person who brings the document, for example, if let's say the woman herself brings the document, or the person, Rashi says, otoshim motzi ashtar, ashtar shelo, the one who's bringing the document, and it's his document, if he brings it, bal davar lo meheman, we don't believe him on his own document. We don't believe him as a witness. Right? But in our case, by a get, if let's say the woman herself, she brings the document, Rashi says, from overseas, from outside of Israel, and it's a messenger, she's acting as a messenger, she's saying, my husband gave this to me, and she's saying, only use it, only get the divorce when you're in the Beit Din. So I'm bringing it now to the Beit Din. She's believed. We believe her. So what do you see? We even believe her in that situation where we would not believe the person who's bringing a regular document. There's three differences between the regular document and a divorce. Could be even other differences. So you can't say that people from the outside may come to think this is a regular document, and therefore they may think that you're allowed to only have one witness by a regular document. That's not true. There's no such thing. So this is what Rabba would respond to him. A very strong answer. Okay, so the Gemara then says, V'Rava. Okay, Rava, what do you respond? He just threw it back at you. Amar lach, Rava would say, Atu hacha ki amri yadinan mi lo mehemne. Over here in our case, by the case of a get, if they say, we know the signature of the witnesses, Yadinan Khatimata Edim. Are they not believed? They are believed. We know who they are. So the Gemara says, Bekevan Dikhi Amri Yadinan Mehemne. Once they say that we know the witnesses who signed on this and we believe them, Atidan Khalufi Bekim Shara Dalma Vedekhad. In that case you can come and misunderstand and think that this is a regular document where we're relying on one witness. Meaning, if the Shaliach comes and says, I know the witnesses are written over here, right? People on the outside may come to think, oh, it's just like any other document. And he's saying, I know the witnesses that are written over here, just like any other document. And I may think it's another document where you can rely on one witness, which is not the case. And you can only rely on two witnesses for other documents, whereas for get, you can rely on one witness. This is the end of part two of the daf, Rabbah versus Rabbah. Why do they don't say like one another? Ula Rabbah. According to Rabbah, third part of the daf. Da'amar lefi she'en beki'in lishma. His reason why the Shaliach has to say b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam, is because they are not believed, the ones from Chutz La'aretz are not believed to say that we wrote it, to say that they wrote it for the sake of this woman. So therefore we need the Shaliach to come and say, it was written and signed in front of me, and I know it was written lishma. We need his shalichut. We need his messaging. So, man haytana debay k'tiva lishma, ubay chatima lishma. Who is the author of our Mishnah who says you need writing for the sake of the woman, and you need signing for the sake of the woman? He says you need both. So who is the author of Mishnah? That's not the opinion of Rabbah, because Rabbah only said the signing. Yeah. So the Gemara says, "E Rabbi Meir, if it's opinion of Rabbi Meir, which we're going to see around the whole Masechet, we haven't seen him yet, but along the whole Masechet, Rabbi Meir's opinion is that a document is the signature, is the sign. That's what he holds. He says the most important part of the document is the signature. So if it's Rabbi Meir, Chatima Ba'e, Ktiva Lo Ba'e. You only need Chatima, the signing, for the sake of the woman. You don't need the writing to be the sake of the woman. So that it can't be him. Ditnan, as the Mishnah says, Ein Kotvin, as the Mishnah we're going to see later on, in Daf Kaf Aleph, Ein Kotvin Memechubar LaKarka. You cannot write the get on something attached to the ground. But if you ketavo al mechubar lakarka, if you wrote something unattached to the ground, telasho chatamon tanola kasher, if let's say you wrote something on something that was attached to the ground, then you uprooted it from the ground, and then you had this edim sign on it afterwards, and then you gave it to her, it's kosher. What do you see? Because the chatima is the most important part, and the chatima was done while it wasn't attached to the ground. That's Rabbi Meir, cannot be like our Mishnah. I Rabbi Elazar, and if you go like Rabbi Elazar is going to hold that ktiva ba'e, chatima lo ba'e. Rabbi Elazar is of the opinion that the writing is everything. The writing, lishma, is everything. Not the chatima, not the signing. Opposite of Rabbi Meir. We're going to see. Okay? Beni Neder. So he says his opinion is ktiva you need for the sake of the woman, but not the signing. So who can the author of our Mishnah be? That it needs both. So the Gemara says, v'chi tema le'olam Rabbi Elazar hi. Maybe we can say that really the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar. When we said Rabbi Elazar doesn't need a signing for the sake of the woman, that's on a biblical level. But according to the rabbis, rabbinically, Rabbi Elazar would say you do need to have a signing for the sake of the woman. It's only midoraita you don't need. So the Gemara says, hold on a sec, is that really true? Rabbi Elazar is of the opinion that midrabanan you need signing for the sake of the woman. Shlosha gitin pesunin derabanan. We're going to learn this case later on. It's a Mishnah later on in the Masechet. I think it's towards the end, last paragraph of the Masechet. Peivav, yeah. I think it's at the end of the Masechet. It says that if you have three gets, we have three gets that are pasul rabbinically, velo bay Rabbi Elazar chatima lishma, and Rabbi Elazar does not require you to have the signing of the edim to be for the sake of the woman. It's kosher even without that. So the Gemara brings the Mishnah. Didnan, Mishnah says, shlosha gitin pesulin, three pasul gets. Vim nisat havalad kasher, and if the woman remarried, even though it was pasul, if she remarried on that, the child will still be a kosher child. He's not a mamzer. What are the three types of divorces? Katav biktav yado ve'in alav edim. If let's say you see it's the signature, it's the handwriting of the man, of the husband, but there's no witnesses signed on it. Pasul. That's number one. Number two, yesh alav edim ve'in bozman. Right. All of these are rabbinically. Yesh alav edim ve'en bozman. If there are witnesses signed on it, but there's no zman, there's no date on the get. Pasum midrabanan. Number three, yesh bozman ve'en bo ela ed echad. If let's say the ta'arich, the date is written on the get, but not there's only one witness. Also pasum midrabanan. Hare elu shlosha gitin pesulin vim nisat havalat kasher. These are three pasul gets, three pasul divorces. But if the woman remarries and has a child, the child is still kosher. He's still a kosher. Right, exactly. Rabbi Lazar Omer, af al pi she'ein alav edim, even though there's no witnesses on it, signed on it, ela she'netano la bifnei edim kasher. All you did was you gave it to the woman in front of kosher witnesses. Still, what do we say? Kasher. V'gova minichasim meshubadim. The document, the get, is considered kosher. And she can go and collect from properties meshubadim. I'll explain what that is in a moment. She'ein ha'edim chotmin al ha'get ela b'pnei tikkun ha'olam. Because the witnesses only sign on the divorce. Why do we have witnesses sign on divorce? For tikkun ha'olam. What does that mean, tikkun ha'olam? Rashi explains tikkun ha'olam, last Rashi, shema yamutu edim v'shuv ein lo edut lefichach nahagu lachtom dim yamutu tir'eh chadimatam la'edim acherim v'yakiruhu. If let's say the witnesses die, what are we going to do? So you need to have other witnesses come and say, we know these witnesses, we know they're kosher. So therefore they sign just in case they die. But Meikar Adin, according to the letter of the law, Rabbi Elazar says, you don't need them. So what do you see from Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar's opinion is, you don't need the signatures of the Edim on the document. Not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you need signing for the sake of the woman, and you need signature of the Edim for the sake of the woman. That's not Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says it's kosher, the Chadchila, even without the signature. So our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Lazar. What does it mean when it said, and the woman can collect from nechasim meshubadim, these types of properties that are meshubad. So Rashi brings a few perushim. I'll explain based on one of the perushim of Rashi. Rashi explains, if let's say a man is in debt, and he needs to, what he does is he sells his property.
It's a lien.
Exactly. But he owes this wife, he owes the wife a ketubah. So she can, and let's say she wants to go, she gets a get, and she wants to go and collect the ketubah, but he doesn't have the property anymore. She can go and collect even from the buyer now.
Because he owes it to her.
It's hers. So that's what I mean, nechasim shubadim, according to one of the perushim. But see, what do we see here? We're stopping over here, we're ending by saying that Mishnah is not like Rabbi Elazar. It's going to continue all the way on to tomorrow's daf, and that's why I don't want to jump into it, because it's going to be another half an amud. That who is the author of our Mishnah at the end of the day? If it's not Rabbi Elazar, is it Rabbi Meir? We don't know. Just a quick 1 minute recap. We started the daf on the top of Amud Gimel by saying, part number one was, is it a leniency or a stringency to allow one witness to testify by a get? Back and forth. We said, no, it's a leniency. Why? To allow the woman to be able to remarry. That's number one. Part number two, Rabba versus Rava. Why doesn't Rava say like Rava? We went back and forth, asking questions on each of them. And part number three of the daf, which is really the Amud Bet, is who is the author of our Mishnah. We brought two opinions. We said the opinion of Rabbi Meir and opinion of Rabbi Lazar. The Mishnah said you need both writing and signing for the sake of the woman. Rabbi Meir says you only need signing for the sake of the woman. The writing doesn't need to be the sake of the woman. Rabbi Lazar says, no, you need the writing for the sake of the woman, not the signing for the sake of the woman. So who's the author of our Mishnah? As of now, we tried to take Rabbi Elazar to be the author. He was not the author of Mishnah. We're going to see tomorrow, Bezal Hashem, to try to find out if we can see who our author is. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen. Amen.